Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a translation of the Friday sermon on the topic Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, the Honorable Qur'an. All praise be to Allah who sent down the Honorable Qur'an as a guidance of mercy unto all the worlds. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is a servant and messenger of Allah. May Allah send blessings, salutations and benedictions on our Master and Prophet, his family, all of his companions, as well as those who follow them in benevolence until the day of reckoning. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to fear Allah. Allah Almighty says, Alif Lam ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Alif Lam Mim. This is the book, the Quran, whereof there is no doubt, a guidance to those who fear Allah and guard against evil. O believers, truly the Quran is the speech of the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds, and is clear and evident book. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ, which the trustworthy spirit descended with. That is, the angel Gabriel, may peace be upon him, from the Lord of glory and majesty. Upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Indeed, Allah swears by the great honor and exalted rank of the Honorable Quran, saying, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٍ. Furthermore, I swear by the setting and places of the stars that is indeed a mighty oath, if you only knew, that it is indeed a Quran most honorable in a book well guarded, that is, well preserved and protected. Allah Most High describes it with the most eloquent of descriptions. Among these descriptions is the fact that it is mubeen, clear and evident. Allah Almighty says, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. These are the verses of the clear and evident book. That is, its meanings are clear for those who reflect, and its verses evident for those who contemplate. It came down in the most exquisite and eloquent of languages, and the most perfect and precise of expressions. It makes clear to people their religious and worldly affairs, calls them to that which refines their conduct and character, and guides them to all that is good and wholesome for them, and brings them happiness and joy. Thus, it organizes for them the relationship with their parents. Allah Almighty says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have enjoined upon man kindness and good treatment to his parents. It regulates for them their relationship with their marital spouses. Allah Most High says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And He placed between you love and mercy. It also orders us to interact with society on the basis of trust and high moral standards. Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Indeed, Allah commands you to render trust to whom they are due. The Quran accompanies you in all aspects of life and presents you with the ideal way and directs you to the best conduct. O people of the Quran, truly those who recite the noble Quran are never satiated by its recitation and always come back for more. And those who read and reflect upon it never tire of it. Through the reading and reflection upon the Quran, they experience stillness and calmness in their limbs and serenity and tranquility in their hearts. Allah Most High says,
الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله.
Allah has revealed from time to time the most beautiful message in the form of a book, consistent with itself, yet repeating its teaching in various aspects. The skins of those who fear their Lord tremble thereat. Then their skins and their hearts soften and relax at the remembrance of Allah. O Allah, benefit us with the great Quran and make it for us a light, a guide and a mercy, and guide and enable us all to show obedience to you and obedience to your messenger, Muhammad. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, in obedience to those whom you have ordered us to show obedience to, in accordance with your statement.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum.
O you believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you.
Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Exalted be your Lord, the Lord of glory, beyond what they ascribe to him. And peace be upon the messengers. And praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds. All praise be to Allah who has honored us with the Grand Quran, ordered us to recite it, and promised us multifold reward and blessings. And peace be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, and upon all his family, companions, and those who follow them. O you who venerate Allah's speech and magnify its greatness, Allah Almighty has called us to contemplate His divine book, understand its intent and import, comprehend its higher purposes and objectives, and ponder over its deep and profound wisdom and treasure troves of meanings. Allah Almighty says,
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبر بروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that they may reflect upon its verses and that those of understanding would be reminded, so we can form our character and fashion our conduct through its morals and virtues, and thus be triumphant of its reward and victorious of its intercession. The Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, says,
اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه.
Recite the Quran, for on the day of resurrection, it will come as an intercessor for its companions, those who maintain companionship with it through constantly reciting it. Let us therefore strive and aspire to keep companionship with the Book of Allah, and act on it and on what it contains, and recite of it as much as may be easy for us. For indeed, that is amongst the greatest things that the believer can store in his record of good deeds, and put forward for his afterlife. Allah Most High says,
وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجَرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
And whatever good you put forward for yourselves, you will find it with Allah. It is better and greater in reward. And seek forgiveness of Allah. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. O Allah, make the Honorable Quran the spring of our hearts and the light of our bosoms, and grant us the ability to recite it during the night and during the day in such a way that you will be pleased with us.